You're late, Parr, Kristen said with that special glare only she could achieve. Yep. I accidentally clipped her shoulder on my way past, but didn't apologize. It wouldn't do any good. Kristen's thoughts were already in a loathsome way this morning, because she'd gotten a speeding ticket on her drive in, despite her offer to work something out with the officer. That, and she hated me as much as she always did. I sighed. Reading minds was generally far more depressing than it was convenient. Glancing at the few customers sitting at the counter, I hurried down to the cash register where Lou stood, her arms crossed over her chest as she talked with one of the locals.
Well, that's got to be some kind of record, Frank, she was saying.
The old man tucked his worn leather wallet into the back pocket of his denim overalls and nodded.
Biggest damn pumpkin in the county, maybe even in the state.
I took off my thin cardigan and bent to shove it in one of the cubbies. Of course, Kristen's ridiculous glittered elephant of a purse was parked in the top one. Lou's much more modest bag and beige jacket sat in the second. Sighing, I claimed the bottom, pushing my cardigan clear to the back so Kristen couldn't accidentally step on it while attending the register. Still crouched, I squeezed my eyes shut and curled my fingers into the worn knit of my cardigan as the voices began to crowd in. I didn't want to be here. I wanted to be home where it was quiet. I wanted to be reading the book I'd borrowed from the library yesterday, Home Harvesting. The description on the back had promised to teach me how to can the yield from my lone beet plant that grew in an emptied milk jug on my stoop. Or I could be unraveling the sweater I'd gotten from the Grace Fellowship's rummage sale on Pike Street over the weekend. I couldn't afford to buy new yarn, but the red wool of the sweater was in good shape and plenty thick for my 5.5mm crochet hook, the only one I had. The reclaimed yarn was going to be a scarf for Lou's birthday next month. But not today. Letting go of my cardigan, I stood and smoothed the blue skirt and white apron of my uniform and tightened the apron's ties behind my back, thinking I'd have to find a way to buy some tights soon. It was October, and the walk to work was getting cooler each day. From what I'd heard, Ohio weather was known for its fickleness, and I'd likely be making my way through snowdrifts before long. As I reached for an order pad and pen, Lou was saying goodbye to Frank, assuring him his pumpkin was bound to win first prize. I accidentally caught his eye, and his thoughts barged into my head uninvited. He'd be damned if he lost to Giltrout again this year. Frank had been buying fresh cow's milk from his Amish neighbor's farm for his pumpkin patch's state-of-the-art hydration system for 4 weeks now. It was his secret ingredient. Old Gil wasn't gonna know what hit him. I glanced away. After he'd gone, Lou turned to me with a good-natured eye roll.
It'll break his heart if he don't win this year.
I gave her a quick, polite smile, avoiding her gaze, and shoved the pad and pen into the apron's pockets before turning toward the coffee pots.
Hold your horses, she said with an exasperated chuckle.
I looked over my shoulder, my hand clenched around the caffeinated pot's handle. She walked over, grabbed a clean mug, and held it out for me to fill.
It's not like it's standing room only in here. You can take a minute.
I'm late. I filled her cup. The steam and aroma of the fresh coffee wafted up, and I breathed it in with satisfaction. I didn't drink this stuff, but I couldn't deny the delicious, bitter smell of it. Lou waved her hand as she took a sip and leaned back against the counter.
It's been a slow morning.
That didn't surprise me. Monk's only got a handful of customers on any given morning. Still, I didn't like being late. I didn't like drawing attention to myself. I returned the pot to its warmer.
Don't worry about Kristen, Lou said, gazing out across the worn but immaculately clean counter.
It was lit by midday sun streaming through the floor-to-ceiling windows, the outdated red vinyl booths and silver-trimmed formica tables faded and drab in the bright light. A few customers sat interspersed, reading the newspaper or finishing a late breakfast.
If that girl didn't have something to complain about, she'd explode,